On 90.3 KZU, I'm David Wetrock. In 2008, residents in the Santa Cruz mountain town of Felton won a near 8-year battle to purchase their water system from California American Water. Today, a newly formed group of Monterey Peninsula residents is hoping to do the same thing. KZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
The Monterey Peninsula has always had a private water provider, with California American Water taking over ownership in the late 60s. But if the group Public Water Now has its way, that will change. Ron Cohen is managing director. He's the former owner of a software consulting company and a Pebble Beach resident.
I believe there are a number of reasons why a public utility would be far superior, but the most important one, I think, personally, as a businessman, is that the costs could be reduced.
Public Water Now wants voters to decide if they want the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District to pursue buying Cal-Am and, if necessary, purchase the private company's Monterey Peninsula holdings through eminent domain. Ratepayers would pick up the bill, and Cohen says at first they'd likely break even.
If we could have an agreement with Cal-Am and create this buyout tomorrow, the ratepayers would see their rates drop, but their fees on their bill for paying off Cal-Am, they would exist for the first time, and the net effect would probably be about a break even. Perhaps a slight savings.
Then going forward, ratepayers would still have to pay the $300 to $400 million tab of creating a new water supply for the Monterey Peninsula. Though Cohen says, as a public entity, the water supplier could now qualify for grants, lower interest rates, and have a more competitive bid process. Then over time, as everything is paid off, Cohen says ratepayers would save. UC Santa Cruz professor of environmental studies Brent Haddad has studied California's and the Monterey Peninsula's water issues. Reached by phone, he says a public water company can offer savings.
If it's a public system, then you're not going to have the profit margin built into your rates, which the private entity will get. So that's a plus.
But there are trade-offs. For example, without the profit motive, Professor Haddad says a public water agency could run a less efficient operation. And a public agency could actually be less transparent, since its public meetings are through its one board of directors.
And when you have a private agency, they're actually revealing more than once what's going on inside their business, because they're revealing it to shareholders and they're revealing it to the Public Utility Commission, and they're revealing it to oversight bodies locally.
Professor Haddad says the best way for a public entity to purchase a private water company is when the company actually wants to sell. Then, in a process that could take up to 2 years, both sides can agree on a price and move on. On the other hand, trying to force a sale through eminent domain could take a decade. And he says the challenge of such a case is proving there's an overriding public interest in buying the private company, like if Cal-Am wasn't providing safe, reliable water to its customers.
This isn't the case, though, because there really isn't some interest that's not being served. There's just great frustration on all parts that we can't seem to solve the Monterey Peninsula water problem.
Cal-Am is no stranger to the frustrations of Monterey Peninsula customers, but Manager of External Affairs Catherine Bowie says the existing problems will remain regardless of who owns the system.
The reality we all face of increasing water bills because of the need for a new water supply won't go away if a public agency owns the system.
Bowie adds Cal-Am is not for sale, and an eminent domain fight would be an unneeded distraction.
We really need to have all of our energy focused right now on developing the water supply solution, and an eminent domain battle would simply detract from that work and move our efforts and resources in a different direction.
Public Water Now will soon start gathering signatures in hopes of getting its buyout initiative to voters on the June 2014 ballot. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.
Public Water Now will hold its first town hall meeting next Wednesday in Carmel. Find more details at KZU.org. Click on the link for local stories.